You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joe G here in Hawksford with you on a Thursday. We got a Thursday night football game tonight. We got a weekend of the NFL and college football ahead, and we have lightning bets right now. Joe, where do you want to start us off?
All right. Well, I guess we have to go with Thursday night football. It's not the most appealing matchup. If you do want to watch football, it feels like you have to have some action to actually sit there and watch this crap. But I'll have some bets on it. I'll find a way. How about, listen, don't love it, but, and we don't have the best of the number at this moment, but everything is pointing to the under at the total. 38.5. Two poor quarterbacks. Windy conditions. Both teams love to run the football. The clock's going to be going tick, 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 tick. So I'm going to go under 38 and a hook in this specific matchup. I'm not really interested in playing a side. I would just be basically flipping a coin as far as I'm concerned. It's going to be a low-scoring one. So where do we go? The numbers for the running backs are very high. Very high. And you would think it's going to be a lot of dink and dunk, especially with these two quarterbacks in these conditions. So I could see the running backs getting involved in the passing game. And that's probably where you got to go. Do you want to go to Chubb and the number is 84.5 rushing yards? Or we could also go with Hunt. And that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go with rushing and receiving. He's going to get his opportunities on the ground. He's getting double digits in carries every single game. And we know it's going to be short passing here. So that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go Kareem Hunt. I'm just double checking the number here. Rushing and receiving yards. And that number is 64.5. 64.5 rushing and receiving. And since it's an island game, I feel like we have to do something with the first touchdown score. And I'm going to say we get more value on the dog and the Steelers go up in this game. And it may be the only touchdown of the game for them. But Freiermuth is leading the way in red zone targets for Pittsburgh so far this season. He's second in receptions on this team. I also believe second in targets overall. And he's 12-1 for first touchdown. So I'm going to go with Freiermuth for that one.
I love it. I looked at Freiermuth yesterday too. Okay, so I'm thinking the same thing as you, Joe-O here, but a little bit different. I'm going to do Kareem Hunt over 2.5 receptions at even money. Brissett likes him. 6 receptions for 40 yards and a touchdown, so he's been valuable. I think we are going to see some short passes, seeing how windy it is supposed to be, and he's a good pass catcher for them. So I'm going to do that. And then my just for funsies play of the day, Broncos fewest regular season wins at 150-1. A Starbucks coffee for about $5 will get you $755 if that hits. I'm in.
How fun is that going to be to root against them every game, including Sunday night?
I can't wait.
I want to print out a picture of Nathaniel Hackett with the clown wig on and just have their schedule just check off loss as we go throughout the season. I love it. I'm going to be on that as well. Nathaniel Hackett and the Broncos, worst record in the NFL. And then I've got two plays for tonight in the Steelers and Browns game. I'm going to go under a half of a touchdown pass for Jacoby Brissett. Over under a half. I don't think he throws a touchdown tonight. I think they run their touchdowns in. That is plus 190, almost 2-1. On Brissett not to throw a touchdown pass tonight. And then I have to take this. Under 4.5 for total touchdowns in the game. Who's scoring touchdowns?
Oh, yeah. That's a great one.
We got two. Yeah. I imagine if the field goal kicking is manageable, they'll kick some field goals. Maybe they'll miss some field goals. But That's a lot of touchdowns with these pass rushers, these defense, these quarterbacks. Under 4.5 total touchdowns tonight for the Steelers and the Browns. That is -150. All right, Jake Kassan, what do you got for us today?
I'm going to start with some of the early games. There's a lot of day baseball today. Giants, Rockies over 11.5. It's a huge total, but the Giants are bullpenning. Their bullpen has sucked in the second half. And Jose Reyna is somehow still employed by a Major League Baseball team, and he absolutely stinks. So yeah, over 11.5 in that game. I like a couple strikeout props today. George Kirby over 5.5 Ks. That's at plus money. He's been really, really good since July. He's been awesome for the Mariners, and the A's are top 5 in strikeout percentage in the league in the second half. Kirby's gone over this number in 4 of his last 6 starts, has gone over it in all 3 of his starts against the A's. So like that. I like Jack Flaherty over 4.5 Ks. That's at plus money too. He has great history against this Padres lineup, a 32% K rate against them. And he's hit that in 2 of his 3 starts since coming off the IL. Back to the Mariners really quick. I like their over 4.5 team total. We love to fade Adrian Martinez on the show. He's pitching for the Oakland A's today, and he stinks. Has an ERA over 6 at home, and he's already had one bad start against the Mariners this year where he allowed 7 earned runs. Another K prop, Justin Verlander, over 6.5 Ks at plus money also. He looked awesome in his first start back off the IL last week. He had 6 Ks in 3 innings in the start. He got yanked before he went on the injured list, and that was against Baltimore. So I like Verlander over 6.5 Ks. He has really good history against this Baltimore lineup too, with 33% K rate. Braves team total over 4. They're seeing Ranger Suarez for the 5th time this year. That's so many. And they faced him in his last start, and he pitched pretty well. So a bounce back start for the Braves, over 4 for their team total. The White Sox are dead. They're just dead. They stink. So Shane Bieber over 18.5 outs recorded. He's hit that number in 8 straight starts. And of course, like I said, yeah, the White Sox are dead. They want to go home. It's over. Just for funsies, yeah, home run play of the day. I'm going to pull in Aaron Hawksworth. Aaron Judge is plus 230. How are we doing that? The wind's blowing out to right field. That's pretty good. It's going to happen sooner or later. Aaron Judge at better than 2-1. Kind of have to take it there. And I'm going to do a curve right here. Golf bets. President's Cup starts in a couple hours.
There we go.
I have two plays that I like. JT and Spieth to beat Connors and Sungjae Im. You're laying -120, but for those two guys, they love this. They're playing basically to spite Liv and show how great U.S. golf is. So we'll go JT and Spieth to beat Connors and Sungjae. And then I'll do Max Homa at 11-1 to be the top point scorer. He had a breaking out this season, and he had 5 wins. And he has a win at Quail Hollow in the past. And this guy just seems like he loves team like golf events. Like, he just seems like a dude that just wants to have fun. So 11-1 for Max Homa to have the most points in this President's Cup. Why not? It's a shot. Take it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, he's
I like it.
He's entertaining in social media. He's a great interview. He's a guy you want to root for. He brought up Judge. Do you guys think there's enough time for Schwarber to catch Judge? 40-1 home run leaders.
We need 3.5 more months this season. I think we're good.
He's down by 20, and he's second in home runs.
We felt so good about that for 2 months, and it died.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if it's 40 to 45, I would have taken that. That's what we projected him at, right? It just
– Every time you got a Judge injury. Judge is going to get hurt.
Still could. They're going to bench him for the last week of the season.
Yep. Paul, what do you got tonight?
So I'm going to do the under 4 touchdowns, the three-way bet at plus 130. So mix it up a little bit there. Steelers team total under 16.5. I think points will be pretty hard for them to come by against the defense that, by the way, I guess they had a players-only meeting this week, so they're super serious about defense now. And I'm going to throw in that Michigan play, minus 17 against Maryland. Maryland does not show up against ranked teams. At least they haven't in the past. So that's where we're going for that. And, yeah, that Broncos bet. I love it. So worst record, there's 150 to 1 out there, or that's fewest wins? I mean, it's basically the same thing, right?
Fewest wins is what it says, yeah, for the 150 to 1.
Yeah, so you're love worried it. About what? A tie? Houston, could that mess up? I guess. Because it felt like a win, but it wasn't a win for them.
Well, either I mean, is there a world where you have the worst record but not the fewest wins, or vice versa, like fewest wins but not
some
worst
sports
record?
Books post. I'd have to take a look.
All right, so I think because they beat Houston, you have a better chance at fewest wins because they each could have 4, right? And then the Texans have the number one pick because they
tiebreaker.
Texans have a worse record because the tiebreaker. So that
getting
might
a better
be
number
better
on fewest wins. So, yeah, let's do that.
Do you guys see a correlation here? Didn't we do this with the Seahawks and Russ last year? Now we're doing it with Russ and the Broncos.
We hate him. There you go. We hate him.
We're fading the fraud.
Yep. Fade the fraud and hack it. That's fine. Both frauds.
Okay, so last year, Jacksonville 3-14, Detroit 3-13-1.
Right.
So fewest wins, you could tie.
So worst record, Jacksonville's a winning ticket. Fewest wins, you probably have to split it with Detroit. Right?
But you also are getting a better number. So would the money end up being kind of similar?
Close. 100 versus 150, right?
Yeah.
You're in a worse position with worst record because you have the tiebreaker right now.
Right. My guess is, unless you think there's a team that could win one or two games, most years is going to be a tie. Most years, 3 or 4, is going to be a tiebreaker to determine that. You have to be like a 1 or 2 win team to have it clear the worst record.
Yeah. Let's be real. It's going to be hard for Denver to do that. But if anybody can, Nathaniel Hackett can.
Yes, if anyone can. It's our guy, Nate. All right, so we get the game on Amazon tonight. Your guy Herbie, who won me over a little bit last week, and Al Michaels, you see the numbers came out. 13 million, they say, watch that thing on Amazon. That's pretty good.
Is that good? I don't know.
I think it is. I think it's good for, like, it's just because it was, you had to do something, right? You had to stream it. You had to put it on the app or whatever. I think that's pretty good for week one.
But I was reading Pac-12's trying to partner up with Amazon. It's like more and more people are going to do it. I think it's just a matter of time before we go in that direction. And who doesn't have Amazon? I mean, I know there's people out there, but come on.
You people.
Most people have Amazon.
Get out of it. Jeez. Will it crack 5 tonight?
Because of the matchup, you're saying?
Yeah.
It's a bad matchup.
It's a terrible game.
Oh, I think it cracks 5.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wish you could do first half or second half.
Listen, gotta be splitting views with the Illinois Chattanooga game, okay? So I don't know.
I can't bet it.
That's a good point.
Probably not.
All right, everyone have a great day. We're back tomorrow for Football Friday. If you're listening, stay tuned for Jim Rome. If you're watching, stay tuned for the Daily Tip right here on the BetQL Network.